This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dan Lundgren, Republican, representing the Golden State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. And that topic has obviously been a great focus of attention in the past couple of weeks, ever since the attempted terrorist attack on the airliner headed between Amsterdam and Detroit. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Very much my pleasure. Thank you.
We saw the most extensive response to this from the president on Tuesday as he talked about that this was unacceptable, that he believes in the end we did not have a failure of intelligence gathering, but of processing and analyzing. He also seemed to use some stronger language than he did initially. What did you make of his assessment on Tuesday?
Well, I think he's finally coming around to what the reality of the situation is. We did have a failure to connect the dots. It's something many of us have been talking about for some period of time. And if it were just an isolated instance, that would be serious enough. My concern is that the lack of urgency, the lack of a recognition that we're involved in an ongoing war, and the fact that our enemy is a different enemy than the type we faced in the past, that is, this is an enemy who glories in dying, and who is dedicated to killing Americans merely because they are Americans, that when you have that kind of an enemy, you can't sort of view things as business as usual, and I'm afraid we've been doing that.
Congressman, what's the danger? How does it change the strategy when, at least publicly, it seems the president is talking about, as you mentioned, a series of isolated incidents when looking at this attack, the Fort Hood situation and others, as opposed to describing it as part of a larger conflict?
Well, those are not isolated instances. These are part of an overall conflict. And what it means is that not only are we engaged on a daily basis with the war against those who use terror to take away our liberties and to destroy us, but it means that intelligence is ever more important. Intelligence allows you to develop the dots as well as connecting those dots. And what it does is it allows you to get information that is not otherwise in your own possession. I mean, when you do a risk analysis, you need to know what the threat is. You need to know what your vulnerabilities are. You need to know what the consequences are of an attack. The vulnerability and the consequence part of that equation are within our own knowledge. We know how vulnerable we are with specific targets. We know what the consequences would be with an attack. What we don't have normally in our possession is what is in the mind of the enemy. That is, what is the threat? What are they looking at with respect to their intentions? That requires us to have an intelligence community that is comprehensive, that is agile, and that is sharing. At the base of all of that is the recognition that you're dealing with bad guys. It requires you in some ways to do things that you would do differently in a regular criminal justice setting. And this administration has not confronted that. I mean, they've tried to say that we're the bad guys somehow because we use enhanced interrogation techniques, that somehow we violate our own sense of who we are by using something known as waterboarding against very, very few individuals, that somehow we have to close Guantanamo, that it is our obligation to bring terrorists to New York to try him. All of these things, in my estimation, betray a lack of an appreciation for what it is we are facing. And frankly, if we follow in those directions, it will make it ever more difficult for us to obtain the intelligence that is necessary for us, first of all, as I say, to have the dots, and secondly, be able to connect them.
Congressman, this was kind of the argument that was made after 9/11 as well, the failure to connect the dots. You mentioned some policy changes the president has made as it relates to interrogation and to Guantanamo and so forth, as well as his articulation of the conflict we're in right now. What about specific policies? What needs to be done to make the system more streamlined and work better?
Well, I mean, starting from the very beginning, you have to have an acknowledgement of what it is we are facing, number one. Number two, you have to understand that that means the criminal justice system is inadequate to deal with this. The criminal justice system, in many cases, approaches things after the fact. In other words, you investigate crimes to see who committed the crimes, and then you attempt to make sure those people are punished. That doesn't work in a wartime environment. In a wartime environment, you have to have as your top priority deterring the enemy from being able to destroy you. In many cases, that means taking the fight to the enemy somewhere else other than your own lands. That means that you recognize that it doesn't make sense to take those people that you've captured on the battlefield, and that's a large definition when you're talking about battlefield in this war, that it makes no sense to say that their only connection with the United States is that they've been captured on the battlefield attempting to kill Americans because they're Americans, that single connection with the United States thereby grants them all the protections under the Constitution and obligates us, in essence, to bring them to the United States to try them as criminals rather than dealing with them as enemy combatants on the battlefield. So that takes a change in understanding, a change in attitude. Flowing from that will come the policies that are necessary. Lastly, I'd say on this, when you look at the fact that we seem to throw the CIA under the bus, whether it is in terms of after-the-fact analysis of how they utilized enhanced interrogation techniques, even though at that time they were operating under legal analysis and legal authority, when you don't, in fact, give the support that is necessary for the intelligence community and enter all of these uncertainties into their present and their future, you are essentially making it impossible for us to have the continuing intelligence network that will allow us to develop the information that will cause us to deter the attacks rather than try and clean up after the attacks have been committed.
The Congressman, unfortunately, will have to leave it there. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later. California Congressman Dan Lundgren, member of the House Homeland Security Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.